Luke Harding is on the line once again. We were rudely cut off by a mortifier. What happened?
Well, it just was a bit too close to comfort, so I just darted back inside the hotel. And since we spoke, about more than 200 rebel vehicles have done a rather sedate kind of cavalcade from looping around the harbour and the old city past my hotel where I am at the moment, basically tooting, crying God is great, and firing. And they've then basically gone past me further along the Mediterranean, along the coastal road out west. Now, it's not clear whether this is a retreat, whether they're actually abandoning this part of the city, whether it's a sort of show of force, just to show that they're here in large numbers. I mean, 200 pickups of artillery guns and rebel triculars and armed guys, an ambulance and a couple of sort of stragglers in civilian saloons. Whether they're leaving the zone or whether they're actually going to loop around and then go into the kind of battle, which is still going on, as you can hear, in Babylon, isn't it, where the Gaddafi forces are kind of dug in. So it's a confusing day. It's very hard to make sense of what's going on, but the battle's still going on, as you can hear, and there are plenty of rebels in the zone. Whether they're flooding the zone or leaving the zone is anyone's guess.
Is it at all possible to say who's firing the mortar fire? Are they exchanging fire? Is it one side?
Yeah, it's happening on a kind of sort of 90 degrees from me. It's a sort of ping pong between both sides. What's incoming, what's outgoing, it's hard to know. I mean, I'm in this sort of Corinthian hotel, and it's sort of, it's like being in a sort of reverberating amphitheatre with everywhere. That's outgoing from the rebel position. Okay, I think I'm going to gingerly go back inside again, but I'll try and update you soon.
Thanks a lot, Luke. Cheers.
Okay, cheers.